Well, for the second time this season, Big Rapids embarked on a situation where they had to play a second game in as many nights. That's right, a back-to-back situation as they hit the road for the final time in the regular season to take on another familiar foe, an arrival, that is, in the Warriors of Chippewa Hills. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Fongers, coming to you live for another Big Rapids Cardinals boys basketball game recap. And in this matchup, Big Rapids look to continue their winning ways, looking to pick up a fourth consecutive victory and also pick up their ninth victory in the last 10 games, taking on a struggling Chippewa Hills bunch and also looking to sweep the two-game regular season series. Well, the first half got off to a roaring start, especially for Big Rapids. They were white hot from three, and they were able to surge out to a 15-point halftime lead at 36-21. That included a 19-point first quarter and a 17-point second quarter. Now, in the second half, Chippewa Hills made some adjustments defensively. And in the third quarter, well, the offense was a little bit limited on both sides. Six total points scored in the third quarter combined between the two teams. Four from Big Rapids, two from Chippewa Hills. Then in the fourth quarter, there were 16 points, so a little bit of an offensive surge there in the fourth quarter, but Chippewa Hills only outscored Big Rapids 9-7. The benches would empty on both sides, and the 15-point lead at the half for Big Rapids ended up being a 15-point victory overall. So another victory for Big Rapids on Tuesday night, 47-32, to now improve to 12-6 overall on the season, 9-4 in CSA gold play, and with the loss, the Warriors drop to 5-12, 2-10 in conference play. And leading the way for Big Rapids, once again for the second consecutive game, Trevor Woodard. He was hot in the first half, especially from three. 5 of 11 shooting, 4 of 10 from three-point range, 14 points to lead the offense, followed by Jake Martinson with 13 points on 5 of 14 shooting. That included a 3 of 8 mark from the long line. On the flip side for the Warriors, Jack Freebs, the senior, the only Warrior in double figures scoring, 13 points, 5 rebounds to boot for the Warriors. And as I mentioned, Big Rapids continues to roll in the last 22 meetings against the Warriors. Cardinals are now 21-1 during that stretch, 10-0 at home, 9-1 on the road now, and 2-0 in postseason play. And the Cardinals finish their road session 7-3 on the road, and now they are winners of four in a row, like I mentioned earlier. And they'll look to wrap up the regular season on Friday, senior night, last home game of the season as well, as Big Rapids looks to go into postseason play, districts that is, on Monday at Ludington, rolling, being winners of 10 of their last 11, and a five-game winning streak. As I mentioned, it's senior night at Big Rapids High School on Friday night. They'll take on the Tigers of Grant at 7:30. Pregame coverage will be roughly at 7:15 on WBRN, and my broadcast partner, JT Scarpelli, will also have coverage of the girls' varsity game beforehand. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. Pregame coverage is at 5:45, again, on WBRN. So hope you can join us on Friday. If not, hopefully you'll be at Big Rapids High School. It'll be a very emotional night for the five seniors on the Big Rapids boys varsity program. So be a lot of energy in the gymnasium as the Cardinals look to end the regular season on the right note. And that is continuing to trend upward. So once again, our final score from Chippewa Hills High School, it was Big Rapids 47 and Chippewa Hills 32. And also like to give a special shout out, they have one more game to try and complete a perfect 18-0 season. That's assistant coach Blake Thomas, who's also the head boys JV coach. They're 17-0 after another victory on Tuesday at Chippewa Hills, and again they'll look to complete the perfect season on Thursday as they travel to Grant. That's going to wrap it up from Chippewa Hills High School. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, saying thank you so much, and we will talk to you all again on Friday night live from Big Rapids High School.